producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
About having a wall is not Christian, and he's got an awfully big wall at the Vatican, I will tell you.
Donald Trump starts things off, and you heard what he had to say there about the Pope. So he sets off a firestorm of comments about whether the Pope should be involved in politics of any sort whatsoever. And he said, I'll meet with Pope Francis anytime he wants, period, in light of the Pope saying that the Republican frontrunner's views on immigration are not Christian. Wow. It's interesting because a lot of political familiar faces are commenting on this. And by the way, hello, America Tonight. We're right on the bridge walking across it. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. Mary Madeline, I heard something that she said. She said that the Pope's remarks are a big, fat, wet kiss with not the Christian comment, saying that the Pope gave it to Donald Trump. So Pope Francis saying that because of his views on immigration, again, what she's saying is this just pumps up Donald Trump even more. That this helps him, doesn't hurt him with what the Pope had to say. Madeline said, I love the Pope. I'm in Rome all the time, but he just needs to stay out of politics. He was on my buddy Steve Malzberg's show on Newsmax. And you can hear some of those comments there, as I've been a frequent guest on Newsmax when they want comments, usually about sports. We have Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, with us from Talk Media News on the Midnight Express, as it were. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm good. I just got off of the town hall.
The town hall. I love that. So what do you make of the Pope? You got to love this, right? The Pope saying that his Trump's views on immigration aren't Christian.
You know, Kate, when I heard this today, I'm like, can this election get any more surreal? I mean, with the Pope in there. Here's how I looked at it. Two ways. One, I thought, you know, would the Pope have the right, because, you know, abortion's everything in the Catholic Church.
Right.
I was raised Catholic. Would the Pope have the right to say, well, you know, a Democrat running is not a Christian because they believe in abortion, for example? And the answer is no. Would have no right to say that. And I looked at the Trump thing with immigration as the Pope really didn't have all. I'm getting chills here as a former Catholic. I hate to question the Pope, but the Pope really, you know, to say he's not a Christian, it's not a cool thing to do. I just didn't think so. But, you know, the Pope had some leeway there when you read it. But I listened to Trump tonight. Trump masterfully kind of went through this, you know, and got through it. And then the bottom line on a political note, forget the whole religious and judging a Christian or not, you know, Trump didn't get hurt. He dominated the entire news day with the Pope.
Always. He's unbelievable, isn't he, Bob?
Yeah, it's not Teflon. It's, I don't know what it is. I don't know. I just don't know anymore.
I agree. So as we see what's going to happen in South Carolina, and Cruz is neck and neck as far as the polling is concerned, do you think Cruz wins this, or do you think Trump wins it?
On South Carolina?
Yeah.
Trump, I think Trump's going to win South Carolina. And Trump's going to win South Carolina. Cruz is going to do good. Rubio got a bump. Mm-hmm. I've got to tell you, on the town hall tonight, wow, John Kasich knocked it out of the ballpark. He was stunning tonight.
You know what, Kasich is getting a lot of credit for what he said a few times on the stage, and it's almost too bad for Kasich because it seems like people say, gee, seems like a nice guy. He made a lot of sense in something he said, but he's not the one who's going to win. He's not getting enough juice out there, but people seem to like him.
Well, we shared a county for quite a few years, Licking County. John had half of it, and I had the other half. And I know him. I mean, I know him well, like I know Bernie Sanders. And, you know, I watched him tonight, and he's even better than he used to be. I mean, in other words, he's he's progressed. Something's going on with him. I mean, the race is personally, you know, affecting him in a good way, and he's becoming even more and more real. But I just watched him on a town hall tonight, and I was like, wowee. They all three are good. Even Jeb. Jeb's not going to win. This is his end almost. But he was even pretty decent. These town hall forums are pretty good. The only one that had a rough edge on the town hall forum was Hillary Clinton because of Anderson Cooper, you know, and how she kind of blew the Goldman Sachs question, you know, how she answered it.
Yes.
But otherwise, I still liked her in the town hall, too. I like these candidates in these town hall forums with the questions.
Yeah, I do, too. I like the fact, too, the interaction, because it's the town hall, with the people. So they get to, they get up there, they ask the questions. Yeah.
Can I ask you what you thought about the Pope?
You know what? I was raised Catholic as well. So that's like, I can take it a step further. I was the May Queen. I got picked to be the May Queen.
Well, I was president of the altar boys.
Yeah. Yeah. So like in my world, in the Fitzgerald Delaney world, you were not questioning that. That would be like sacrilegious. Like there's no way. And, but I think that you said it right. I think Donald Trump handled the blowback if there was some from that. And I don't think that Catholics that want to vote for Trump are going to say, oh, that's it. No, he trashed the Pope. I'm not going to vote for him. Not now. Well, maybe in the 50s and 60s, but not today.
Right. And especially over this issue, it's not going to, in the Republican side, cause him a lot of trouble.
No, I don't think so either. So
Bernie Sanders, I think is to be watched intensely in South Carolina. If he gets around 12-point difference, that's a decent show for him.
Yeah, I mean, the Hillary people, I'd love to be a fly on the wall and hear what they have to say about Bernie Sanders behind closed doors when nobody's recording anything.
Oh, the fangs have to be
yes.
out.
Hillary Clinton. First, she gets tripped up by Obama, and then here comes the crusty guy, the dude who's rock star status, Bernie Sanders.
Well, they had to be sitting there. I mean, you imagine this conversation. She and President Clinton are sitting there having breakfast, and he's like, "You got to be kidding me!" First, Obama. And then this guy.
There has to
be something said in that conversation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. If I could just be, for a minute, be unplugged, have access to it, that's the conversation I want to hear. There's no question about it.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
All right, Bob Ney, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon. We appreciate
thank
you hanging
you so
late
much.
With us. Bob Ney, talking about the Pope's comments, and I'm sure you have some thoughts on that, too. Save them for later in this hour, because coming up next, what we're going to talk about is mental health and young people and five signs that somebody really needs help. This is where we keep going in this country. Oh, we have to help mental health. And whenever there's an incident where somebody, there's a mass shooting and it has nothing to do with terrorism, then people will say, well, wasn't there help? Didn't they get help? How do we know that? What can be done at a young age? Catherine Agronovich is going to join us to talk about when you see someone young or any person, frankly, when they're suffering, and what can you do? How do you know? And especially if you absolutely see, look, they're suffering in silence. And if it isn't addressed at a young age, what then happens? That's coming up in just a minute here on America Tonight.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat?
All right, it's time to rock into
my
the movies.
Head keeps spinning.
And boy, we have an interesting week for the movies because there's a real gem hidden in here. And when I say there's a real gem, there's a lot of buzz about our last movie. So let's jump to it and our first movie. Check this one out. Think of Jesse Owens, what Jesse went through. In fact, I wrote about Jesse in my book, Invade the Man Cave. And here's the movie called Race.
The American people need champions. Remind them what they're capable of. Jesse, you're the best.
The fastest man on earth.
Who do we have here?
I'm Jesse Owens.
You're a natural. I don't trust naturals.
I will say, you can run. Boy, oh boy, you can jump. What I want to know is, can you win?
Let's see what we got here.
Go!
Have a problem, Coach?
No.
You want me to do it again?
Yeah. You want to win a gold medal?
Sure.
You want to do it in Berlin?
Mr. Owens, how can you justify taking part in Germany when there's so much discrimination here at home?
Whoa.
Now, where'd you boys think you're going?
Just using the showers.
Not until we're through your mouth.
Jesse, you have a chance to strike a powerful blow. Under the Hitler regime, we must not go to these Olympic Games. to show our solidarity with the oppressed people of Germany.
You get a chance to be a part of history and you're going to walk away from it?
I've got people looking at me for an example.
I don't care about any of that!
Now, with your wife, Larry, you don't have to.
People are counting on you.
To do what?
To get on over there to Berlin and beat those Nazis.
You must put here to run. Don't listen to any of them.
There ain't no black and white. There's only fast and slow.
Nothing matters.
Not color, not money, not even hate.
For those 10 seconds, you are completely free.
All right, this is going to get a lot of buzz. It's the story of Jesse Owens, the legendary superstar who we know, who became the greatest track and field athlete in history, and he pushed himself onto the world stage in 1936, the Olympics. He faced off against, really, Adolf Hitler, and what a moment in history. This film looks to be really, really good. Risen is our next one. Roll it.
I served the Roman Empire. I fought wars against those who did not believe in our gods. But nothing could prepare me for the truth that has now risen.
He was very special.
They are fanatics.
What was his name?
He was called Yeshua.
The man's dead. His followers are in hiding.
He's been a threat.
Take control out there and finish things.
The tomb is sealed. Guarded with your life.
If this body vanishes, we have a potential messiah.
Where has he gone?
You tell me. You will track down the corpse of Yeshua. What happened to the Nazarene?
He's right here.
Open your heart and see.
You can imagine this film will be popular, especially timing for this Roman military tribune who is Joseph Fiennes, set in his ways after serving 25 years in the army, gets at a crossroads when he's asked to investigate the mystery of what happened to Jesus following the crucifixion. This actually did pretty well at some of the, you know, got like almost 8 stars out of 10 with a couple people who reviewed it, and it's PG-13. It's 1 hour and 47 minutes. All right, here's a movie that's getting a ton of buzz as well. It's called The Witch.
What went we out into this wilderness to find? Leaving our country, kindred, our fathers' houses. For what? For the kingdom of God. Let us pray.
Thank you.
So The Witch, rated R, 1 hour, 33 minutes, 1630, New England, panic, despair, farmer just freaked out. Four of his wife and four of their kids, when the youngest one just vanishes. They're all living on the farm. They blame the oldest daughter who was watching the boy at the time of the disappearance, and then you can imagine what ensues. What's interesting about this movie is it cost $1 million to make. $1 million. I think it's going to make, it's the horror supernatural genre, and it's pretty chilling. It's gotten huge, huge ratings. 88% by Rotten Tomatoes. They're pretty stingy. IMDb, 7.5 out of 10. So, The Witch, Stephen King is saying, The Witch scared the hell out of me, is what he said. Stephen King, one of the most prolific horror writers of our time, said it freaked him out. So, I don't know. It might be pretty scary. It's a really tense and, they say, thought-provoking, visceral. This is what Stephen King said on Twitter. The Witch scared me. It's a real movie, tense and thought-provoking as well as visceral. Oh, I don't know. Might be scary to go and see. I might be scared to go and see that. You know, with horror, I like some of them and some of them I don't, but it's not, I don't like slasher trasher, but it doesn't look like it's a slasher trasher at all. That's not what this kind of movie is. So that's your little glimpse into the movies. You could go see Risen, which is completely opposite of The Witch, which then you've got, you know, the Jesse Owens story, which is a feel-good movie and takes you through the history of what happened there, the race, and what it took for him to have the guts, the courage, to stand up to all kinds of people and do what he did. So hang with us. Any thoughts, share them with us. 855-266-5283. I see the Pope Mobile. I'm going to go try to take a selfie. I'll be right back.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised you've never been told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight, Kate Delaney. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Donald Trump taking on the Pope. You know, they used to have this MTV thing that they did where you had, I can't remember what the show was, but it was where you put these claymation figures of the actual people in the ring, and it was like a brutal version of Rock'em Sock'em Robots. The Pope and Trump. Just all you need is the captions above. That's it. So the Pope says he's not Christian because he wants to build the wall. And Trump comes back with, are you kidding? Did you see the wall at the Vatican? And then he actually kind of came back and mentioned the fact that he thought the media quotes exploded, were more explosive, and added fire to what Pope Francis said. He said he thought it was a little bit softer. I think this one just quells over. It doesn't matter. It's probably a little fodder for the Sunday swirl, but not much more than that. Don't believe at all it affects anything to do with the elections. Wow, Grim, Grim, we have been missing you. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, Kate. I was out here, like I was telling Nate, rebuilding a wiper motor for a friend of mine. Is he's 67, I'm 57, but he has a 55 Nomad wagon, and he asked me if I couldn't try and rebuild the wiper, the original wiper motor for it.
And I and you did it.
Yeah. I got it working. And I was listening to you there, and I had to call in because right on topic. I want to give you a little grim truth that came from a little wisdom passed down by my father, and that's the whole reason I had to call in.
I like it.
It's because if I was Donald Trump, I would have responded back to the Pope's remark as, no, I'm not a Christian. Now, Kate, my question is, can you name anybody that is?
That's a Christian?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I know there's a catch to this, because I would say I know a ton of... I mean,
you
there's
gotta
a ton of
Bible.
Christians. We're all Christians. So we're going back in history.
No. I'm talking about walking on the earth presently.
Okay, so tell me what you're... Let me in on the secret. I don't know.
Okay, well, my father... One time in a church, he got a little upset, and he responded back to me, and he said, it really upsets me how loosely they use the word Christian, because there are no Christian son walking on this earth. We're all sinners. All we can be expected to do, and it's in our best interest, is to walk in the way of the path of Christ, the only true Christian that walked this earth, so that from our first death, we can enter heaven as a Christian,
yeah,
as it says in the Bible.
There you go.
Now,
that makes
the
sense.
Only person that's closest that I have witnessed on air was Sister Teresa when she was going to be sainthooded, was ambushed by a reporter while she was doing, helping the poor. And the reporter was following her, and all you could see was the mic and the back of Sister Teresa going through a hall, and she ambushed her with questions. Do you feel that you're a Christian? And Teresa said, no. All I can do is hope that Jesus will accept me.
Wow. I love it. Yes. I remember that.
We're all sinners.
Yeah. You're right. Absolutely.
And that's what the good book says.
Yeah.
But I can understand the use of, you know, calling somebody a Christian, but it is used so loosely.
Wow.
Think about that.
Yeah.
And I got to ask the Pope to think about it, too.
Yeah. I know. You're right. It is loose. It is used loosely. Absolutely. And but then other people will say, well, that depends on your interpretation, but I think you're onto something for sure.
It does depend upon your interpretation, because I know I'm far from being a Christian myself.
Right.
You know?
Right.
For me to claim that, oh boy. You know, I don't want to deny myself, you know, a chance at the kingdom of heaven.
That's true. You know, hedging the bets, that's always a good thing. Yeah, absolutely. Did you think Donald Trump handled that well?
That's kind of been his problem. And, you know, he needs to think more, if you ask me. I mean, like I said, the smarter response would have been, he's exactly right.
Mm.
Give the Pope his respect. And give the reporters nowhere to go.
I like that. Give them nowhere to go. Exactly. Yeah,
and that's
absolutely.
Exactly what you got to do with the media. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's the biggest problem we have. Is the younger generation, they have a hard time trying to understand the Bible. And it's really simple. I mean, anybody wants to... The Bible's supposed to speak to you. It's God's word. That's what the Bible is. It's his church. That's what Biblica means in Latin, is church.
Yeah.
And I did
know that, yes.
Yeah, and it's his word. It's just like the sermon, the first sermon was not spoken inside a building or a structure. It was spoken out in the open on the mount. Sermon on the mount.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
So, and we say, well, here, read Jude. That's what I tell people. It's four pages in the least. In big print, it's two pages. And see if the word speaks to you. This is his church. The word is his church.
Mm-hmm.
And if it speaks to you, maybe you'll continue reading. And that's what he wanted, was to, you know, when he said, spread the word.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. You're right.
Because the other thing in the Bible says, do not put your faith in your fellow man. Exactly.
Yeah.
You put your faith in the Word, the embodiment of Christ. Oh.
Yeah.
And I think that's why a lot of Muslims, you know, because, you know, your conscience is your God that he created. And I think that's why a lot of Muslims have been reconverting after, you know, the gore and watching children. But, you know.
Yeah, I think you're right.
He's got a lot of work over there he's doing, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, wow. Powerful.
We just got to be good stewards, like you always said. We just got to be good stewards to each other.
Yeah, and so often that's the core takeaway. People don't remember that. Oh, they don't remember it. Too much.
Even in the politics, if they would do that to us and live up to their word, it'd be better.
Yeah, you're right. It would be a lot better.
You know, don't make it a campaign promise, you know? Make it something you can live up to.
Yep. Exactly. Instead of the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't live up to it. Yeah. Well, we missed you. We're saying, where's Grim? Oh, my gosh, I hope he's okay. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, you got to live, you know? I mean, you know.
Yeah, you got to live. That's true. you got to live. You got to help your friends out. I love it.
Anyway, you got to work to live.
Yeah, that's the truth, huh?
You know, saltines ain't 10 cents a box anymore.
Oh, too bad, huh? Yep.
Well,
unless you go to the dollar store and you get lucky.
I was telling a friend the other day, you know, it's a crying shame you can't get a decent cup of coffee for 10 cents. It's $14 for a crappuccino.
Oh, no kidding. You go to Starbucks, you go to any of those other places, and it's ridiculous.
And a pack of smokes, you don't know whether they got dog or cat urine in them. So you can't have a decent smoke and a decent cup of coffee anymore.
Yeah, so crazy. So it is.
At least during the Depression, you know, the bums could get a decent cup of coffee and a smoke.
Well, and then plus you went out and you circulated so that you could actually have human contact. Now people don't even care because everybody's on devices whenever you go anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the facade they put on where they think, you know, they're actually listening, you know, too.
Yeah, and then you ask, what did I just say? I have no clue. Yeah, absolutely. They have no idea. That's hilarious. So true, huh?
Oh, funny. Yeah. But, you know, you got the liberal part, too, you know. It's like, you know, you had a caller that you were talking to about, you know, you go to Wikipedia. How much retranslation or what have they left out that's vital to the truth, you know?
Wikipedia, yeah. Well, Wikipedia, because that's what happens, is that to have a Wikipedia page, then people add things onto it, so it's interesting, or Google, or, you know, whatever. I mean, wow, it's just, I think the crazy thing is, you know, I just invite anyone to take a look around and put your phone in your back pocket for a second and see how many people you see out there just not communicating. And when someone says hi, he even walks by, you're like, whoa, what a nice person.
Well, I don't have one. So that's why it's hard.
Good for
you.
Yeah.
I don't have, for one thing, where I'm at, you're lucky to get a bar and a half.
I love that. This is the perfect place to end it, the mystery. You're lucky to get a bar and a half. Where, let's throw it out to the listeners. Where does Grim live? You can send it to me at americatonight.net. Grim, have a good one. Thanks. Stay with us and make it count.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, DanPilla.com.
Time, brothers and sisters, and the mailbag overflowing once again. I know it's no shock to all of you who have listened to this show for a long time, because I am always saying that the mailbag is overflowing. So we're going to hit the mailbag in just a second, but first let's go to Dan in the great big state of Texas. Hi, Dan. How are you?
Okay. In the immortal words of Donald Trump, Andy Santa, Santa Maria, goodbye, Pope, I don't need you.
Oh, you are such a poet. I love it.
Hey, speaking of poetry, how do folks out there like mine?
Yeah, I told you, when you did the second reading, it was like, wow, unbelievable. That you get these compliments that you have a softer side.
Well, thank you. I have got a poem for you for Mother's Day that everybody's just going to love.
I can't wait to hear it.
Well,
nice.
I'll give it for you on Mother's Day. You're not a mother, but you had one, and we all have mother. And this is a very special thing for mothers.
Cool. I can't wait to hear it. Love it. Nice.
So,
that's it? You got nothing else?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I think this is going to be one hell of an election. It is just like even the Martians are for Donald Trump. I heard today that the aliens are lining up to vote for him.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it? I mean, you're right. What can happen next? Who knows? It's almost, it's crazy. I didn't really think when we headed last year, when we got around May or June, right before Trump said he was jumping into this and people weren't really buying it, like, oh yeah, that's nice. I just had no idea it was going to explode in this direction. It's wild, isn't it?
It has been one heck of a ride so far. I already voted, but I did vote for Trump.
Well, yeah, you did the, did the early voting thing?
Yeah, I did by mail, yeah.
Nice.
Every year.
Nice. See, and that's why this is, again, Dan is an example of, you know, you don't have to have an excuse of why you can't vote. You just go and, you know, do it absentee.
Well, look, I knew you got to get to the mailbag, so I'll let you go for a night, but I just had to pull out on you, you being Catholic. My father was Catholic.
Well, you know what? I grew up half and half. My father actually says the best side is the Presbyterian side. So, what do you call someone who's half and half confused?
That's so true. I wander in that little world all the time.
I know. I'm right there with you, Dan. Thanks. Have a great one. That's brilliant. All right, so let's go to our first one. This one is from Katie. Hello, Ms. Delaney. I am enjoying America Tonight. I love your laugh, and I really enjoy some of the odd news and the funnier things that you talk about. Yes, you dig into the politics of it all, and I think that's cool, too. You're sort of the everyday woman. How come more people don't know about you? I've been telling all my friends. I think that you're buried in the white talk radio man's world, and I think that guys probably like you, but we need more people to know about you. Darn it. I'm going to start a fan club. All right. Well, thank you for that. And for every one of the Katies, there are probably 10 others who would say, no way, there's no fan club going on. But I appreciate that. I'll take it. And that's why we read it, because I'll read you things that are bad and things that are good that are set. All right, something that's bad and something that Jack wrote to us. Jack says, Kate, I know you pay attention to Mother Nature. I hear you talk about her all the time. Did you see the fires burning in Oklahoma? 40,000 acres? I have a son that lives not too far from the area that we're talking about. And boy, oh boy, the warm weather has actually caused some problems. You wouldn't think you'd get complaints about that. But the wildfires, the temperatures in, for example, where he lives, 88 degrees in February. That is crazy. So it's like springtime, and you probably know that living in Texas. Yeah, you know, today it was like 75 degrees. So Texas, Kansas, Colorado, New Mexico, and depending on where we're talking about, but yeah, that's in Oklahoma, in Harper County, one of the places, and that's where Jack was talking about, is like 17,000 acres in 3 hours, boom, up like that. You had gusts of wind, I mean, and so think about it, it's hot, you got gusts of wind, crazy gusts of wind, and it's so dangerous. If anything catches on, boom. So in El Paso, in Albuquerque, in Oklahoma City, in Wichita, yeah, pretty extreme. And in L.A., a heat wave. San Francisco, Phoenix all broke records for temperatures they haven't seen. And you think of Colorado and you think of skiing. Oh, at the ski resorts, they must hate this because they want to get as much activity as they can. Snow at the ski resorts, though, they say, is not expected to melt because it usually takes about three or more days of 50-degree weather to get the substantial melt. And so far, 2016 has proven to be one of the hottest. NASA said January was the warmest month ever observed on Earth. Ever. Ever observed. At least since they had records. So some people are enjoying it, but you're not enjoying it when there's flames. So if something sparks, oh, that is frightening stuff. All right, how about this? This one is from Manny, who says, Town Hall. I don't know if you saw that whole Town Hall thing, Kate, but I have to tell you, I like the Town Hall. I think it's a good thing. I think it's good to see the candidates in a much more relaxed manner. And I've watched almost all the debates. I missed one, but I think the Trump flap over Pope Francis is stupid. The Pope says Trump isn't a Christian, or suggests he's not a Christian because of the immigration thing in the wall, and I don't believe that's going to affect him at all as far as people voting for him. Do you? No, I don't think so. I think if this was the 50s, yes, because whatever the Pope said, no matter what, can't eat can't eat meat on Friday. No one ate meat. Then that started to, you know, the rules start to loosen. And then you have the different, like, other religions, devout, not as devout, whatever. And it's a different world. So I don't believe that. I don't believe would be terrible. I just don't think it'll sink his battleship, in other words. Okay, here's another quick one. This one from Chris. I saw Lady Gaga and I watched the Grammys. I heard you talking about it. And I think Lady Gaga's okay. And I'm not surprised the Grammys dipped. I love music, but I don't know. They seem to be pandering to me. And I guess because it's an award show, that's what happens. You have to have some shock and awe on there. Have to have some dummies come up and get awards that don't really make much sense to me. And it used to be better in what I'll call the old days, but it's not the same kind of show that it was. Yeah, what's the bar set at? If something freaky doesn't happen, if something shocking, I mean, I kind of like the way you say it, the shock and awe, because they want it to go viral. They want people to be talking about them. If I'm the artist, I want to do what? Something to stand out somehow. I mean, the whole music industry has changed so much in the last decade. It's incredible what people go through, artists go through, to get their music out there, and then how ultimately people consume it. It's like media. How people consume media is different. How people consume music is so incredibly different. Part of that was Steve Jobs and revolutionizing the really music with the downloads and iTunes and iPods and everything. And I mean, we're even further along than that, aren't we? How you get music now? Crazy. Crazy, and it's cool, but it's not always so cool when you're that new artist. Hey, thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.